Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like all things spooky, and we prioritize self-care. So, golden question, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
Well, Kim, this week I'm in this, like, wine club thing called the Wine Cult at this restaurant called Postino. And they have really good flatbreads and delicious wine. And so I signed up for it, and I got my wine.
Is that what we're drinking right now?
That's what we're drinking right meow.
what is this shit called? It's like a sparkling rosé. It's
Intuition.
Ooh.
It's a sparkling wine, and it's a brut rosé.
Spoiler alert, we drink rosé when we do this.
So. Yes. So that's why we're hilarious.
That's the liquid courage we need.
Yeah, so I was excited that I got to pick up my first, like, subscription. And
do they mail it to you? Do you go pick it up?
Okay, so that was a thing that I was annoyed about. I thought they were going to mail it, so...
But I guess it makes sense because I have to ID to, like, make sure, like, an 18-year-old isn't like, oh, my wine's here.
Yeah, but you have to, like, you know, put all that information in when you, like, sign up for the subscription, but they just don't send it out. You have to, like, go pick it up. But it's a good excuse to go get some good flatbread.
Oh, no, I guess I have to go get flatbread. Oh, ooh, no. What a nightmare.
Have a girl's night, and then you get, like, $50 off
your purchase. Like, right there, so just like, does it, so.
It's actually, like, genius marketing on there.
It is kind of genius. Yeah. Postino's so good. It's so like good. Charcuterie boards, and we know all about that, don't we?
Hashtag charcuter Keith.
Who could that be?
Yeah, Keith does a handmade, beautiful charcuterie board. So if you are interested, look him up on Instagram.
We're following him. And also, like, he did this before we did this. So, yeah, so. He's kind of the OG.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what did you do?
This week, oh my gosh. Okay. So when I worked at Macy's, like, at Southwest Plaza, triangulated my situation. Don't work there anymore. Joke's on you. My friend Katie and I, like, we became super close and we were good friends. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, we hadn't seen each other. Like, I told her, I was like, dude, we haven't seen each other since we were in our 20s.
Oh, wow.
So she lives in an area. Like, she lives in a world. Place. She lives somewhere, like, north of us. Okay. And she was like, we're doing it. We're just going to go get a drink, a beer. So we went and got a beer. It was so great seeing her. Love her to death. And then we saw, like, a sign on the wall of, like, a yoga class at this brewery, like, a week from that day. And me and her were like, would that be fun? And she was like, yes. And then there was a girl, like, in the bathroom, and she was like, can I come with you guys? And we were like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bathroom friends are the best.
I know. But it was, like, and it was kind of funny because, so we met up, and it was fun. It wasn't as great as, like, what you would teach.
So, wait, did bathroom girl show up?
Yeah. Yeah. Her name's Haley. She's so sweet.
Haley, the bathroom friend.
Bathroom friend. And it was kind of funny because she was like, that was the first, like, tipsy decision I've gone through with.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I was like, well, because we made sure we're like, did you buy a ticket?
You better buy a ticket.
And we did. And it was, like, really fun.
That's so fun. I love it.
So, we had a good time doing that. And then my stomach hurt. So, I had to leave.
Oh.
Shocking.
From doing the yoga? Or
I don't
from
know.
The beer?
But from probably, like, probably living both. My life. Like,
a little bit of wind removing pose.
You know, that downward dog will get you, or the happy baby.
People really do fart in wind
removing
pose.
Fun fact,
pose.
I was talking about the happy baby because I think it's kind of a creepy pose, let's be real. And I was doing
it's exposing.
Yeah. So I was showing I was showing my coworker in jeans, sitting down, not like on my back. Like I was sitting in my chair and I like did that. And everyone's like, are you wearing jeans? I was like, I am just as impressed as you are that I'm able to do it. It was very uncomfortable.
I don't know if I could do that in jeans.
They are very tight and it happened. Excuse me. And
it just slipped.
Sorry,
off.
I just.
It's sparkling. Okay?
I coughed. I don't know. But that was what I did. It was really fun. And it was so good seeing my friend. I've missed her.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. And you made a new friend.
I know. New friends.
That's so cool.
You'll have to meet her. I love my friend Katie. She's great. And she like has this red hair and it just looks amazing on her. She's that person who can do platinum blonde, black, or like red, and she kills it.
Oh my God.
I kept calling her Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, she's sexy.
Oh, she's hot. I'm like, I was talking about you on my podcast. Go listen.
We decided you're Jessica Rabbit and you're sexy as fuck.
You're Katie Rabbit.
Katie Rabbit.
But yeah, so it was fun.
That's fun. Okay, next time invite me though.
Okay, I will.
Because I do love yoga, so like.
Yeah. No, kinda definitely.
Kind of rude you didn't even think of me.
I was like, oh no. And then I was like, you know what? I'll let her know when we record. It's totally she's going to be mad, but she's going to be fine. And we're going to get through it.
That you reached samadhi without me.
It was hard, but it happened.
But it did happen.
Little by little, brick by brick.
Okay. What are you telling me about this week?
So this week is a really, it's weird to say fun topic because we talk about true crime and spooky stuff, but celebrity stalkers. And I'm just going to say this right now. I'm going to do another one of these because it wasn't fun. I like feel weird saying it's fun, but it was kind of interesting.
I think it's so interesting, especially since there's like not like really laws.
Yeah.
Really for stalkers.
Well, it's more like, let us know when they kill you.
Exactly. They're like, well, did they try to like murder you? And it's like, no, they're just freaking me out.
Bad because I think about it. I'm like, what? Like, what can't, like, you can go talk to them, but that's pretty much like. What you can,
yeah, it's like, hey, stop being a creep, and they're like, I'ma keep creeping.
Creepers be creeping.
You can't stop them.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Okay, so just like a quick side note before I get into this, I feel like the word stalker is like also quick side note. My friend Katie and I call each other our stalkers. I don't know where it started. I don't know why it started, but I love it. Okay. So it's kind of funny.
Inspired by Katie?
No, it actually wasn't. Oh, okay. Like this was like in my phone notes and I was like, ah, would you look at that? I like this one.
Okay.
But anyways, I feel like people throw it around too liberally. Like someone will look at them and they're like, that is a stalker. So these are like actually people that like did the damn thing.
Yeah.
I also had a stalker when I was 17 years old. Gross. And I had Keith look up the statistics for me because I was like it would be good to have some statistics. They say 8% of women are stalked in their life, which is like if you're gonna math it out, it's gonna be like 1 in 12 women.
Well, but I wonder, like, those are just the reported cases.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, like, if those are the ones that got escalated. Because a lot of the time, like, in my case, I got very lucky because it didn't... I mean, it escalated for sure, but it was just, like...
Obviously,
it
didn't kill you.
Exactly. I'm still standing. But he would, like, sit outside my window and, like, call me. And I thought it was kind of funny at first. I was also 17 and so dumb. Well, because it was like, because I was pretty upfront with him, especially for a 17-year-old. Like, I was like, I'm not. Like, you scare me. And it escalated, but, like, it went away after about a year. And I know you kind of had, like, a situation, if you will.
Yeah, a situation for sure.
But you didn't know what was happening.
I didn't know he was stalking me. And then it, like, kind of just escalated into, like, oh.
Yeah.
This man is showing up at my place of work.
Oh, would you look at that? Yeah, it's just, it's really scary. And it's kind of, like, being in that situation, it's kind of helpless. Because you can tell the person to leave you alone. But, again, that's what they want. And after, like, the order ended, he ended up messaging me on Facebook, and this was a while ago, and it was like when it ended, and to be really honest with you, I don't remember if I said please do not contact me again. I tried to find it today. I think I just ignored it because with stalking, they don't care if they get positive or negative attention, they just want some attention.
Yeah,
so statistically it's 8% of women and 2% of men. And most of the time it is like an ex-romantic partner, but a lot of these are not ex-romantic partners. Yeah. These are like...
Do you remember that story like a while ago that was like this girl called this man like 500 times a day or something? Yes.
And that's like one we'll be talking like, about. Girl, that's like, also on my list.
So who has time for this shit?
She called him like 60,000 times.
Yeah. And it's like, and you need to relax.
It makes you...
Take a hint.
Yeah. What's crazy is when she talks, like, you can kind of tell she has, like, issues, it's but, like...
something's off.
It's something's off, but at the same time, you're almost kind of like, oh.
Sad.
Like, you feel sad for her, but at the same time, you're like, but you, like... terrorized you, a man.
Like, really think that it's
like you terrorized this guy and like scared this man, and like you would go from like I love you, we're meant to be, to like I wanna
answer your phone,
I want to see what your skin looks like on my body.
Ew. Oh, that's terrifying.
So yeah, so just wanted to give the statistics because I think that's kind of a high number, really, like 8% of women and 2% of men. Like, that should be a zero, but you know, wishful thinking. We wouldn't have this podcast if that were a thing. So my sources were True Crime Witch and Murder Diaries. And, a lot of listicles is like, cause I have a short one here, and I'm just going to tell you like three instances of, stalking and escalation. Bjork, and someone's like, it's Bjork. And I'm like,
no, it's Bjork.
It's Bjork. Like,
isn't he like Swedish or some shit?
Icelandic.
Okay.
And it kind of reminded me of that movie with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams,
Eurovision. Oh, that's so good.
I love that movie. It's so corny. So she was like Icelandic singer, and she's super talented because she could like hit octaves that like nobody else could. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like looked up information because truly I don't know what she did. I know there's this really dramatic movie called Dancer in the Dark that she was in. It's like a really sad movie. It's about like somebody who sings and they like go blind or deaf. I know that sounds really bad. I can't do dramas very much because it just, and I say that as I'm like watching people get cut up because I love horror movies, so I don't know what I'm talking about, you know.
It's probably, you just don't like theatrical,
it's a chemical
dramas?
Imbalance in the brain, I'm sure. And she was infamous for wearing that swan dress. I'm gonna attach the picture, but it's like kind of, you'll see it. Like, if you want to look at your messages, on our email, I sent that in, and you'll probably be like, oh my god, I remember.
Like, I know
that.
This dress.
Yeah, it was kind of famous, and like on Hannah Montana, they like parried it.
Hannah Montana, we're too old for that.
Listen, I was 16 and I had a back brace. Things were not going well for me.
Okay, let me.
But I do love Miley Cyrus. I'm not even gonna like sit here and pretend to be a hero.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. I was about to say, when you see it, you'll know it. But
it's kind of like the neck is like wrapped.
She
around
has like
her
a stuffed. I don't know if it's an actual swan or like a stuffed animal swan.
Oh my god, I hope it's a stuffed animal.
I know.
I'm gonna zoom in.
Wishful thinking, but she's kind
like
of
paper mache
eccentric. Like, she's definitely like, she does like her makeup.
She's artsy
and stuff. Yeah, she's very artsy, and she's very talented. But again, like, I don't know much of her music, but I know like she's beloved.
Yeah, I've like heard the name, but I don't know who that is.
So in Hollywood, Florida, on September 1996, police were called to a scene of Ricardo Lopez, who had shot himself in the head.
Oh god.
He had 11 hours of footage.
Of himself?
Yep. Ugh. And this is like the beginning of like the internet, 1996. Ooh. It wasn't, you know, nowadays, but that would be I say more common. None of this is common, but there would be more like videos and stuff. And there was an 803 page diary, and he had drawings and like a lot of like different stuff about like Bjork, like all over his walls.
Uh-oh.
And he had sent her a like chemical bomb.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, to her house?
To her house. Oh, to Jesus. Save her. And I'll get
to
into
that.
To
save her?
To, like, and they were able to save her. Wow. Words are hard. So.
Oh, they were able to.
Yes.
Not, the bomb was not to save her.
No.
I was thinking it was going to be, like, a Jesus-y
well,
thing.
Well, kind of. We'll get there.
Okay.
So, he was born January 14th, 1975 in Uruguay. And he immigrated to Georgia with his family. And he was I mean, this is going to be a theme with all of the people that I'm going to talk about, but he was, like, really socially awkward. He was, like, a recluse. And that is a common theme with people that do stuff like that. Okay. And he was in Georgia, but his brother had a pest control business. Okay. And so he moved to Florida with his brother, you know, just to kind of, like, start a new life. And he was just kind of described to be like a wallflower, like didn't really stick out. Like you're not gonna be like, oh yeah, Ricardo Lopez, like my homie. Like he just, and that's kind what a lot of people said about him. Yeah, he just kind of like blended in, and you know, and he just didn't have any close friendships, and he didn't have any relationships with women besides like his mom.
Sure.
And you know, that's got to be challenging. Like,
sure,
it, especially very lonely. Yeah, very lonely. So he had depression, and he just kind of, like, went into his own world, and he, like, lived in a fantasy world, which I also think is, like, a common theme with, like stalkers and everything. Yeah. And in 1993, he just became obsessed with Bjork, like, and he started writing her letters, which at first is fine, you know, yeah, fan mail, like, totally, like, that makes sense, like, you do you. And then his diary was a little bit telling of his mental state, because it went from, like, she's a talented singer to like, oh my God, you know, it 803 pages. Like you're going to see, and you know, the podcast that I listened to, it got into like how many entries were on certain things, but it, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think that's important to like, he had 400 like entries about Bjork.
So was it like he was in love with her kind of thing, or he was
It's
just
so interesting you say that. That's the next one. It was not sexually motivated.
Okay.
He was like, if I met her, I wouldn't have sex with her because I just want to value her.
What does that
even
mean?
Right? Like, when you think of people being obsessed with a singer, you're like, oh, they think they're attractive. They want to, like, sleep with them. You know? That kind of
thing. So he, like, loved her talent.
Yes. And it
was
just,
and then it just sort of spiraled into this obsession.
And again, like, since he was living in a fantasy world, you gotta assume that, like, his fantasy was just, like, meeting her and, like, becoming friends with her. And, like, that's what it was. And he, you know, he hated himself. He would write, he would write a lot of things about, like, how much he hated himself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. And then he found Bjork was in a relationship, and he lost his damn mind.
Okay, but I thought he wasn't in love with her.
Well, before you get all, like, soft on him, he found out it was, like, an interracial relationship. And
oh, my God.
He started
is he, like, a
saying,
fucking white supremacist bullshit?
Well, he's not
he's,
white.
Yeah.
But, you know, the man she was dating was African-American, so he would say, like, a lot of really racist. And he would go on tirades because 11 hours of video. And
so he's
man,
just filming himself, like, talking?
Mm-hmm. Ugh, and a lot of it, it sounds really like he's creepy. Talking to her. And, you know,
like, as if he was gonna, like, how he would speak to her in his mind kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like the diary.
That's really eerie.
Her. Yeah. And it's just, like, I didn't want to watch that because, like, it's giving more fame. And I just, like, I'm like, I obviously, like, I feel like that would be like really hard to listen to somebody, like, spiraling. And it is sad, but, you know, anyways,
I just, yeah, it's
so
sad that he didn't have, like, resources to maybe, like, see a therapist or,
well,
I
in
don't
1996,
know.
It was still, like, the stigma, which is super unfortunate. Because, like, now, I still think there's a stigma in certain, you know, certain people. But think, like, but the people who don't find, like, but the people who are like, ooh, there's a stigma, those aren't the people I hang out with or even talk to.
No,
so,
yeah.
You know, like, for me, I'm like, oh, there's a stigma, I guess. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So he wanted to punish her.
Uh-oh.
And he turned to vlogging, which it wasn't vlogging then, but it's vlogging now. And just, you know, would go on 2-hour-long rants. And he wanted to kill her because of the relationship.
Oh, God.
And he was like, how can I punish her? That's why I'm like, don't go soft on this guy. And one of his first plans was to send her needles full of HIV.
One,
so
how
she
are you
would
doing that?
Open. Yeah, like, I said, what is like what I have in my notes, but it's like he assumed homegirl was like opening her own packages and not getting them
she's
vetted.
She's rich and famous, bro.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, she'll open the box, and then be like, oh no. And then he,
what is this,
you know,
saw? Like,
exactly. It's funny. I thought
a
saw. Box
of needles, and then I'm poking
oh,
myself.
Oh no.
And they have HIV.
Is there
like,
a teddy bear at the bottom of this? Let me, like, dude.
It's elaborate and, like, so illogical.
But he also was like,
which is telling
how am I
going to
get HIV, you know?
Yeah, where you're just going
to,
like,
you don't go down to the store and just buy HIV needles.
It's an elaborate plan.
Exactly.
Like, are you a fucking Batman villain? What?
Like, what are you doing?
Okay.
So that, he was like, well, I guess I can't get my hands on that.
He's so like, wait, how am I going to do this? He wanted to
do a letter bomb of sulfuric acid to kill her or, you know, at the very least, disfigure her.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And if she dies, he'll kill himself and be reunited with her in heaven. Because that's where you go. You go to heaven when you kill people. Anyway.
Yeah, that's very disturbing.
So, September 12th, 1996, he was 21.
Mm.
His life was just beginning.
But that's when, like, mental breakdowns happen in, like, young men.
Well, yeah, because it's
around that time.
Because like, your brain isn't fully formed until you're 25, so.
And if you're dealing with, like, depression or, like, some other underlying issues, like, yeah. It's very common to have a breakdown at that point in your life.
Exactly. It just makes me sad because, like, think about, like, when you were 21 versus now, like.
Oh, my God.
Everything is so different.
So different.
Everything's so much better, if you ask me. just saying. By the time this posts, I will be 33, but right now I'm 32 and things are going just fine. Okay, so that was his plan. So September 12th, 1996, he posted his last video, and he had red and green face paint, and he shaved his head, and he yelled, "This is for you," and shoots himself in the face. And
did the red and green paint, like, signify something? Was that, like, symbolic of some kind of...
I just think it was probably what he had around. That's weird. It doesn't say anything about, like, the That's colors.
So random.
And I'm like, maybe, like, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it was, like, the Icelandic flag. I don't know. I don't know anything about, like, that. So it was just kind of, like, the That's colors. Just
a strange fact.
And I guess the camera stops recording. I'm not going to watch this.
Ew, no.
I don't want to
no,
bring any attention that. To that. Like, I'm so good. So... 4 days later, September 16th, that's when the cops come and discover his body.
Why did they discover it?
Because it took, they discovered it because there was blood going underneath the door.
Oh, Jesus.
But 4 days, you can't tell me it smells fantastic in there.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the cops were just looking around, and he assumed at that point she had probably gotten the letter bomb.
Oh, so he actually did send the letter bomb?
Yes. And the package was intercepted. They knew something was up because he probably put, like, sent her that. Like, he probably had his plans written on the wall.
Well, I'm sure if you're, like, someone who sends fan mail regularly, like, I'm sure there's certain people that they kind of flag, right? Like, there has to be, like, a system of, like, normal fan mail.
100%.
Like, this is from this guy again. Like, and what is it? Even say, you know, like, yeah. I'm sure they
you
read
can't
through
tell
it.
Me he's like, wow, I'm a really big fan of yours, thank you so much for everything you've
it
done.
Probably seems erratic, yeah. And kind of like, what the yeah. fuck, like, I'm sure there was some red
they
flags.
Just don't they don't jump into that, but that would be really interesting to know, like, if it was rambling or if he was able to kind of hold it together, because that brings me to another thing. So it was intercepted, and she also has people vetting her packages, so
yeah, like,
I don't know what he was thinking, but I'm glad it ended where it did. I mean, because none of the mail carriers got hurt also in the delivery of this.
Because you have to think
this.
About that, too.
Exactly. So, it's like, it shouldn't have escalated to this point, but it, you know, whatever, it did. But I'm glad no mail carriers, no one got hurt in the making of this craziness.
Except for him, which is
And
also
he actually
sad.
Did see a psychiatrist.
Oh, really?
And that's where I'm saying my second point is, because the psychiatrist didn't notice anything.
What?
Yeah. The psychiatrist was like... I'm sure he was able
I'm
to
sure
play
he
it
knew
cool.
how exactly what to say. Like, it doesn't take a freaking, like, rocket scientist to be like, maybe I shouldn't disclose my crazy thoughts to this professional.
Yeah, because that's, you know, this isn't normal. Like, this is not normal. There's nothing normal about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can feel bad for him because, like, I can't imagine not having a close relationship with people. But again, like,
right?
He was willing to hurt people in the process of this.
Yeah. It's just sad where it can take you.
Yeah. So, you know, and Bjork said she was really scared.
Sure.
And she's like, I didn't know this was going to happen. And she sent his family a card.
Aww.
Which makes, like, what an upstanding person that she was scared. And she said it was, like, scarring for her.
I'm sure.
Because she didn't, you know, she's got a lot of fans. So I'm sure, like, you know, this was playing, who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
But again, she sent his family a card, like, I'm sorry, this shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
but nobody knew how obsessed he was. Like, people knew he was a fan. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of The Killers, but wouldn't you be shocked if you, like, found out I was, like,
recording sending yourself and, like, like, I'd be like, okay.
Brendan Flowers, hi.
We're gonna, like, take you to...
Like, we are gonna turn this off, and we're gonna take you somewhere, buddy. But she sent the family a card, and, you know, it is sad it happened, but again...
Yeah.
So, that's the stalker of Bjork, and it, you know, it made me see her in a good light, because I don't know much about her, but the fact that she, like, you know, spoke out about it, like, she was very sad for his death, and, like, sad for his family, and, like, I'm like, okay, I think it's great that, like, you're scarred, and you still, like, reach out, and, like, you know, and it wasn't her fault. And then this one is a really small story, because she doesn't like to talk about it, but Sarah McLachlan.
Oh!
AKA the person who sings in the arms of the angel.
I was about to start singing it, and then I was like, okay.
Like the dog abuse commercials.
Yeah.
So she had, I said, singer of the sad animal commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then in parentheses, arms of the angel. And she's super talented. I mean, she's an amazing singer. She was really big in the 90s.
Yeah.
And she actually.
I definitely had her CD.
Yeah. And I tried to find interviews with her. I know this because, like, I've seen listicles of, like, crazy celebrity stories, like, Sarah McLachlan. She actually had a song called Possession, and, it included things like, he's like, I'm gonna kiss you until I take your breath away.
Ew.
Like, really creepy lines. Like, and she was like, the scariest thing about that is that people use that for their wedding song.
Oh, no! What? That's not appropriate.
Also, if Keith was like, I'm going to play this romantic song, it's called fucking Possession, I'd be like, bitch. Like,
you don't possess me.
You don't possess me. But she doesn't like to talk about it, but she just kind of like, I guess,
I had no idea.
Yeah, so the song Possession, listen to it, it's really, it's a beautiful song, but it's like, when you know that
when
it's
you
like
know it,
what
you'll
her
be
stalker
like,
wrote her, yeah, you're like,
piece
oh
it
my
together.
God. So, super short story, she doesn't like to talk about it, I did try to find an interview, and like, I was looking really hard. I just didn't see anything, which is, you know, it's traumatic. It's not something you want to be like, oh.
Let me tell the world about it.
And it was in the 90s, so, but she's obviously gotten through it, and I think it's beautiful that she turned it into a song, and it's a really good song, too, but don't choose it for a wedding song.
So, do you know a lot about that stalker?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't find a lot of information about it. Okay. So it's just like, I know about that it happened from a listicle, and, you know, I've been kind of planning this one for a little bit, and I was like, who got stalked? Bjork, Sarah McLachlan, and then I was like, I'm going to go, and I actually changed my last story, but I'm going to do another version of this.
Yeah.
And then this is a really, this is where it gets rough. This is Christina Grimmie.
Who?
Christina Grimmie.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. She was beautiful. Absolutely. If you see the picture of her, I think she's the first one. She's wearing a dress. She's just gorgeous. And, she had a beautiful voice. She was on, the show The Voice.
Oh, I think I remember reading about this. She was like 26, right?
No, she was like younger. She was like 22.
Oh God. No, I totally remember her face.
So she opened for Selena Gomez and the Jonas Brothers. Like, in fact, like Selena Gomez's stepdad saw her and he went, like, walk through everything so she could open for Selena Gomez.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know much about her. Like, I had known her name because of, unfortunately, this.
Yeah, I saw the headline about her, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, because she was,
but like, I've never heard of her,
so
other than
that.
So,
she was born March 12th, 1994, so, like, two weeks before Keith.
Yeah.
Like, which is crazy, because this happened in 2016, so she was, like, 22.
Okay.
So she was a Pisces, a water sign, so she's, you know, she's us. She's one of us. Her and her brother were super close.
Wait, like, is Pisces a water sign?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer.
Okay.
Water sign.
What's Capricorn?
I don't know.
Why do I think Capricorn's a water sign?
They're not. They're like...
Fire? Earth?
No, fire is...
Aries. Leo.
Fire is Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries.
Okay.
So, okay.
Anyways,
we'll talk about astrology later. Her and her bro were super close, and her brother would always, like, talk her up, which is kind of incredible. Like, I think my brother would talk me up, but I don't think my brother would, like, be like, she's the best at what she does. I think my brother would be like, she's okay, it's fine. But she's self-taught piano, flute, and bass.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, what? And she uploaded a video of her singing, and she had over 100,000 downloads in a few days.
Whoa.
She just did covers of, like, beautiful songs. Yeah. And earlier, I was listening to her cover of Titanium.
Okay. Oh, that's a Sia song, isn't it?
Yeah, the, like, shake yeah. it down, but I don't fall. I am a beautiful singer. But
you're self-taught.
I'm self-taught. Like, no lessons necessary for me. I'm not going to sing in my real voice. You guys are like, oh, shocking. Because I already sound nasally when I record. I'm like, do I sound that nasally? Oh, my God. But she became more confident with her singing. But, yeah, again, look up the cover of Titanium. It is absolutely incredible. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, she just, like, had a powerful voice.
Okay.
And just was, like, such, you could just, I don't know. There's just the something about her that you're like, okay. And on, I don't know if you've seen The Voice before.
I've never actually, like, seen it, but I know what it is.
I'll just tell you the premise. Yeah, so their backs are turned, so they can't see the person, so they can't, like, go based on,
and they, like, beep the thing and the chair turns.
All I've the seen, judges,
like, little, like, clips of it, but I've never, like, sometimes they have someone that's, like, interesting.
All the judges turned for her.
Who are the judges, do you know?
Was
Christina Aguilera on it?
I know, it was, like, Blake Stupid Sheldon, Adam Levine. Shakira, Adam Levine. Well, okay.
Fuck that guy.
Yes, but also, I gain a little more respect for him when you hear this. So, I know, no, he's a piece of trash, but, like,
just mostly trash, but, like, only a little bit.
Mostly trash, but
sometimes nice.
We'll get to it. Okay. Like, because it's, like, I'm like, fuck, it's Adam Levine, but, like, god damn it.
People can't be all bad. Well, yeah. I take that back. Maybe they can.
I mean, your wife's pregnant, and you, like, are sending flirty DMs, like, so stupid, and you were gonna name your son after a woman. Anyways.
What a fucking douche.
Well.
Anyways. We'll cover that on fuck Adam day. Levine.
But, so she opened, she just did a lot of opening, and then, on June 10th, 2016, she opened for a band called Before You Exit, and it was, like, a smaller venue, and she did a meet and greet for fans because she wanted to reach out to the people who were supporting her, which...
Yeah. Well, and she's, like, trying to make it big.
Maybe one day that could be us.
Do you think people would want to meet us and greet us?
I don't know. I feel like we'd
probably not. We'll try. We'll hope for the best.
Subscribe. Anyways, so 100 fans, and that's one-third of the audience lined up to meet and speak with her, and there was no security.
You guys,
which unfortunately, I hate
at a small venue.
Yeah, I hate that it has to be that way.
I feel like there's, like, even at, like, you know, the Ogden and stuff, there's always.
But she
security.
Was 22, so she's like, everyone's gonna be great, cause, like, anyway,
like, a manager to be like, yo.
Well, her brother was with her, so I'm sure she was like, that's all I need. And a man wearing all black came to the table, and before, and she was, like, gonna give him a hug, and before they could even speak, he shot her. And she fell to the ground immediately. And her brother, Marcus, tackled him to the ground immediately.
Good job, Marcus.
And the man grabbed the gun and shot himself in the head. Not the brother
well,
himself.
Well, yeah, but, like, what the fuck?
And it gets into that.
What a,
like,
terrible person.
Like, first off, and luckily one guy, like, was recording the concert and he was still recording in his pocket, so he had the recording of what was going on.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Yeah, super terrifying. But, like, I can't imagine, like, this girl was just, like, I'm telling you right now, if she was still alive, she would be like, we would hear about her all the time. Yeah. We'd be like, oh, my God, did you hear, like, Christina Grimmie came out with her new album?
Yeah, she was, like, making her way
up. And they said Grimmie and Grimmie, and I'm like, I'm going to say Grimmie because Grimmie sounds really bad. Yeah, like, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Grimmie. But she was rushed to the hospital, and she was DOA.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I hate saying this, but I really hope she didn't suffer. Like, right? I hope if she died, it was quick and, you know, so she didn't have to deal with the pain and stuff. And her brother was a hero, Marcus Grimmie. And, you know, he stopped him from potentially hurting more people.
How traumatic for him, though.
Watching your sister
and then having to tackle this man and then watching that man take his own life. Like, oh, my God.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine, especially when you're so close to your sister. Yeah. And the killer, his name was Kevin James Loibo. It doesn't fucking matter. Loibo, whatever. And he was from Florida. And in his pocket, he had a Marriott hotel card, and he had a ticket that he bought 5 days ago. And he had all these magazines.
In his pocket?
In his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And a tactical knife. So, and they found he was, like, prepared. Guns. Yeah. And it's like, he made this plan to do that. And at the hotel, the employee said he was weird and got a really weird feeling from him. Because he didn't have any luggage. He had, like,
a... Oh, sketch.
Yeah, he had, a Nike bag with, like... You know, like,
you know, one of those, like, drawstring ones, yeah. Like a sports bag.
Yeah, and it just, like, had, like, you know, like, shaving cream, like, all that stuff that you would ready for. And then they were like, was this just a crazed fan? Like, was there a connection? Because at this point, she wasn't, like, huge. So they're like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, and, who is this guy?
He had no history of mental illness. Like, in his family or him at all. But he was a recluse. And... He would have, like, thick, and his mom always was like, oh, he's kind of strange. He had thick curtains because he didn't like lights, and he would wear earplugs because he didn't like sounds.
It sounds like...
Like, maybe... the most normal thing ever. You just don't like lights or sounds, you know?
It sounds like he was sensitive to that, and maybe that was, yeah.
And he had one friend, and that friend was, like, I was his only friend. Like, he had no one else. And, But his friend knew that he was obsessed with her.
Okay. I was going to ask if he, like, had any idea about this obsession.
He would just watch her, like, all day he would just watch her videos. And he would just stalk her accounts. And he didn't have any of his own accounts. Like, it was just kind of like he was stalking her accounts. I'm like, okay.
Wait, but then how did he stalk the accounts?
I guess, I don't know. And they, like, that's something they kind of, like, got into. Like, we don't know how he did it, but maybe he, like... made an account
just made like a fake account with
but nobody
no
like
picture
knew him online, you know, so it was okay. Like people were like, okay,
huh.
And he was obsessed with getting with her. He was like, she's my soulmate, you know, like,
oh, no,
you know how like most people feel about me. It's like really embarrassing. Just kidding,
can't be everyone's soulmate.
Yeah, sorry guys. And he lost 50 pounds, he got LASIK, he whitened his teeth, and he got hair implants because he's like, I want her to like what she sees.
Bro didn't even give her a chance.
He didn't even talk.
Like, what?
What? Yeah, thank you. And Corey was like...
Who's Corey?
His only friend was kind of like, oh, I feel weird about it. Like
this is weird.
And he didn't under... Like, he knew it wasn't healthy, but he didn't know how bad it was.
Like, how deep it went.
Because he even was like, he said something like, this is kind of like... Which is cool. Like, I'm glad that, like, somebody, you know, tried what they could. And he was like, I'm gonna date her. We're soulmates. Like, and then his coworkers were like, oh, she's dating this guy. Like, would tease him. Yeah, so it was like...
So did he kill her because she was... He could never be with her kind of thing, or...
I have no idea.
Right? Like, it's hard to say when it's, like, you don't... He killed himself, and there's no...
Yeah, and they were just, like...
Who knows what he was thinking?
What's going on? And, so, Christina Grimmie, she was loved by all. People said she was just so kind.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said about Adam Levine, he posted something after she died about how talented she was because she chose him to be her mentor.
Got to work with her.
Yeah, so, like, what they do is, like, they get to choose a judge that's gonna, you know, train them and everything. And he offered to pay for her funeral and, like, expenses to get people to her funeral and everything. So as much as I'm like...
Wait, did he actually, though? He offered to. Did they accept?
I think they did.
Okay.
And then, and something really cool... that came out of it was they started a Christina Grimmie Foundation for victims of gun violence.
Oh, good.
And, like, family members who are affected, they paid for, like, people to take, you know, time off work to grieve.
Wow.
When a family member dies and, like, you know, one lady was pregnant and her husband was shot, so they gave her, like, maternity leave. So as horrible as this was, something really great came out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, this foundation has helped so many people, and they're like, you know, she was down to help anyone, and like it's really cool that in her passing she still gets to help people and, like, you know, like, she's remembered. And the marquee where she got shot, and this was in Orlando, they put a marquee sign, remember Christina Grimmie, on the 5th year anniversary.
Aww.
And so, you know, it's, and you know, it's just stalking, it's scary because you don't know how it's going to escalate. And that's, like,
well,
where...
you don't know what these people, like, are...
capable of and what's going on in their head.
Like, it's really just kind of like a wild card. It's like, who knows?
Because think about all the stories. They said they were quiet. They were, like, recluses. But, like, also, these people were evaluated, most of them, by therapists. Like, I don't know much about, like, the Sarah McLachlan, but think about it. The Bjork guy, he was, and they were like, it's fine. And then was that guy, like, had no history. Recently
that he had been evaluated, and then he did the, like, bomb letter or whatever? Like, how...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the time between those.
Because I wonder if it's, like, I don't know. Yeah, those were... Before he had some kind of, like, mental breakdown or something.
And
I think
that's what's so scary is because, like, these people got evaluated and they still, like, passed with flying colors. And that's what's really terrifying. That's terrifying. But I want to kind of, like, I'm going to definitely do another one of these because, unfortunately, there's a lot of stories.
Oh, yeah.
Escalations and stuff. And Christina Grimmie originally wasn't going to be my where it escalated. I'm not going to say the name because, like, yeah, that'll be on a later episode. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting to, like, jump into that and kind of see what's going on. So yeah,
that's nuts.
But yeah, if you've ever been stalked or you want to tell us a story or anything, we have a Gmail, so you can message us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
You can also like our Instagram page, see the pictures that we were referring to, at Mysterious Mavens Pod. Is it podcast?
It's Mysterious Mavens Pod.
Pod on Instagram. So just find us that way.
We also have a group on Facebook and it does not have much traction and we're trying to gain some traction because not everyone has Instagram or gets how to use it.
And we can use the Facebook as more of like hardest. A... place where we can like hold discussions and stuff.
We would love to do that and you know just we also have a website too so you can visit that and you know we just want to like be friends and like rate us, like, subscribe,
send
all
us
that
messages, just say hi or which episodes you've listened to, like we just want to hear from you.
We respond.
We do respond. We're very good at responding.
I'll tell you anything you want to know. Mostly. If you ask for my address, that I cannot give you. Yeah. Also, I'm moving. More about that later.
All right. Well, yeah, you know where to find us now. And take care of yourselves.
Self-care for yourself.
Yes.
Always self-care for yourself. All right. Bye.